with me this afternoon? It's just coffee time. And in Denmark, they call it Eftermiddag Kaffe. This coffee pot and cup my grandmother and grandfather brought from Denmark 100 years ago. You know, Denmark is a very small country, and it is the most southern of the three Scandinavian countries. And it is the only country, I dare say, that celebrates the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, just as we do. Their flag is the Dannebrog, and it is the oldest flag in the world, still flying since 1210. Denmark has given the United States many famous citizens. Our very beloved Ada Holding Miller, the immediate past national president of the National Federation of Music Clubs, her grandfather Holding came from Denmark. And there's a town in Denmark still there by the name of Holding. And of course, Jacob Riis, Theodore Roosevelt's best friend, who helped to clean up New York, the slums of New York. And of course, our very famous Lauritz Melchior, Carl Brisson, and others. And to the whole world, Denmark gave Hans Christian Andersen. Now, the most famous poet, bishop of the Lutheran Church, educator, writer, and statesman was Nikolai Frederick Severin Grundtvig, and he's called the father of modern Denmark. He was the first to start the Danish Folk School, and just recently 200 volumes of or about Grundtvig were presented to the University of Illinois in Evanston, Illinois. Now I shall sing a very famous folk song, Little Karin, and it's by Per Heise. Who's gonna do his to Dobby Yemmer from Mark and Geek? A band to do mold tis fog in de bleak. Doff all de plumed sin at yai by hate blin. See me little carin the main to do da. See me little coven, the main tell do dawn. Now the spring is here, see the buds are opening wide. Birds begin to sing. Nature's decked now like a bride. All things that live and move are dreaming but of love. Tell me, little Karin, what thy heart feels now. Tell me, little Karin, what thy heart feels now. And the famous A Child is Born in Bethlehem. Et bonne fête, Bethlehem, Bethlehem. Wer glor, Jerusalem, Halleluja, Halleluja. And then God's little child, what troubles thee? Goes the lily balm of Askeladee. Children must to their father flee. He will uphold them by his hand. More can his might and grace withstand. The Lord be praised. There's a little folk song about a crow in a tree, and a naughty hunter comes and shoots it down. I sang it for John Jacob Niles, the famous folk collector, and he said it was a very fine Danish folk song. Hoyt, po, and kind and kage, simsalabim, bombasaladoosaladim. Hoyt, po, and kind and kage, so come then the hestly yeager, simsalabim, bombasaladoosaladim. So come then the hestly yeager, dear. Hans skewed and stuckles kage, simsalabim, bombasaladoosaladim. Hans skewed and stuckles kage, dear. So fort and stuckles kage, simsalabim, bombasaladoosaladim. So fort and stuckles kage, dear.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Godwin. And now we have another treat. A very large group of students from many of the high schools and elementary schools of Jacksonville have come to us to tell us in song and dance and words the legend of the River of May with Miss Eunice A. Horn, Lee High School, as coordinator.
The story of Jacksonville and the outcome of the discovery of the River of May by the French in 1562 is fascinating with its colorful and stormy history of growth in world affairs and political intrigue. Yes, the River of May and the city of Jacksonville are intertwined with romance, intrigue, and surprises. Let us go back to a sunny day in May 1562 when Jean Ribaut with his French Huguenot adventurers sailed up the River of May and alighted from their birch canoes armed with rifles. The natives watched them curiously. It has been said that as the French flag was raised over the soil, Jean Ribaut knelt and uttered the first Protestant prayer on Florida soil. As Ribault rose, Indians presented his men with baskets of maize and berries. Ribault was greeted by the Indian chief and his two sons. They then entered into a friendly powwow as they smoked the pipe of peace. This friendship of the Indians and French grew. The Indians would swim their cows across the narrow point in the River of May, which they called Wakapalatka, or Cows Crossing Over. So in 1564, someone began calling the passage Cow Ford. This prosaic Cow Ford later became Jacksonville, city of industrial expansion and mecca of tourists. In this same year, the French Huguenot, René de Laudonnais, established Fort Caroline at St. John's Bluff. The Spanish king believed that since Ponce de Leon had discovered Florida in 1513, he should not share with the French. So Pedro Menendez, with an expedition, attacked and destroyed Fort Caroline. Raising the Spanish flag, he renamed the settlement San Mateo and called the River of May Rio San Mateo in honor of St. Matthew. The historians tell us that Rio San Mateo, because of its associations with the Spanish mission San Juan del Puerto on Fort George Island, became the Rio San Juan. In the beginning, the Indians called the river Yaca, or Chain of Lakes. Pirates, brave and bold, sailed up the River of May, attacking and ransacking the Spanish and British ships. It has been told that the swashbuckling pirates bestowed gifts upon their women and buried their treasures of silver and gold on the shores of the flowing river. And now we see another banner floating over the River of May. Spain ceded Florida to Great Britain. At the end of the American Revolution, the British returned Florida to Spain. By 1763, flags of three nations had been unfurled near the mouth of the River of May. In 1812, the fourth flag, the Republic of East Florida, waved in the river breezes. This republic, encouraged by Presidents Jefferson and Madison, brought about their desire to have the United States purchase Florida from Spain. This purchase took place February 22, 1821. Now a fifth flag, the flag of the United States, floated high over Calford near the mouth of the Great River of May. The original flag... The original flag with its 13 stars and stripes is now our great flag of 48 states. In 1822, Cal Ford became Jacksonville in honor of Florida's colorful and dynamic provisional governor, General Andrew Jackson. In 1835 through 1842, the dread Seminole Indian War devastated vast acres of Florida. However, the citizens of Jacksonville managed to keep their scalps as they struggled to build an empire of shipping, commerce, and tourist patronage. The River of May, now the Great St. John's River, one of the world's two large rivers flowing northward, played a tremendous part in the life and growth of Jacksonville. Now the war with the states came, and once more, another flag flew in the river breezes. The flag of the Confederacy, the sixth flag. As the noises and strife of battle grew dim, we find Jacksonville prospering in the 80s and gay 90s. Yes, the city of Jacksonville became known as the Riviera of the United States. New York Giants arrived. Bloomer girls on bicycles moved around at night. Movies furnished entertainment. Shipping, trade, and industry along the river flourished. Then, stark tragedy struck. A lively port sprawled upon the banks of the St. John's, a charred city. And then, from charred cinders and glowing embers, arose a great metropolis. Luxurious hotels, banks, churches, fire departments, police academies, daily newspapers, waterworks, hospitals, and transportation centers, parks, bridges, and schools with a curriculum including thespian arts, music, woodwork, and technological subjects that are the most progressive in the South, recreational centers, beaches, yachting parties on the St. John's, shrimping parties, outboard motor races, sailing, and golf courses. Yes, Jacksonville, built on the St. John's, a port on the river, intracoastal waterway that serves seven seas, colorful in politics, gave six governors to the state of Florida. It is a home of prudential life, actually built on the river. Nearby Jacksonville, overlooking the St. John's, is a historic spot, Stowe Lodge at Mandarin, home of Harriet Beecher Stowe and Fort George Island at the mouth of the St. John's. Both are poets and novelist delights. Also the home of the Florida's favorite, the orange, whose blossoms perfume the air with fragrance. The story of the River of May, our great St. John's, would be incomplete if we did not tell you of the glorious men and women who have trained along its banks to protect our country. The Florida National Guard, Camp Johnson, Black Point of World War I, gave way to the famed Naval Air Station, Jacksonville, October 1940, with the United States flag floating proudly above it. And it's Jacksonville.
Away, my boy, anchors away. Farewell to college, Georgia, and that break of day, day, day. Last night at shore, sing to the falls. Until we meet again,
wishing you a happy voyage home.
And as Jacksonville grew, so did entertainment. Such things as the Bloomer Girls of the gay 80s and 90s. After 1940, with the coming of the Naval Air Station, Just recently, part of the St. John's along Mayport Way was dredged and is now proclaimed one of the largest bases for aircraft carriers in the world. Yes, the moon shining over the St. John's gives many a sailor or a wave a thrill after a long, tedious drill. Here come our sailors and waves now. Won't you all join them in a chorus of Anchors Away? The River of May, our St. John's, marches onward as many nationalities merge, work, and live in harmony, enjoying its cool breezes. The history of our St. John's River becomes greater and richer as time marches on.
While these young people are leaving the stage, I want to tell you who they are. Your narrator was Berkeley Fraser, Robert E. Lee. The pianist, Don Stovall, Robert E. Lee. The drummer, Roy Reed from Lee. Soloist, Miriam Firth from Lee. And I think it was wonderful that the boys helped her out. And don't you feel bad about that, Miriam. It happens to all of us. Paxson High contributed those good-looking French Huguenots. Annie Morgan, the Little Indians. Andrew Jackson, the Spaniards. Annie Morgan Elementary, the Pirates. The British flag, Lee High. The Republic of East Florida, Lee. United States flag, Lee. The Confederate flag, Lee. The Gay 90s ladies, Lee. Annie Morgan, the little orange blossoms, and the fruit. I believe that was all of them. Let's give them another great big hand. Now, don't anybody go away. You all find you a seat, because I know you're going to enjoy this very next number. Our Hawaiian music and dances. I want to tell you that this is a very, very unique treat. Wally Lono, the guitarist and leader of the band, is from the Hawaiian Islands and just happened to land here in Florida, down at Mascot near Leesburg. And he has brought these musicians together, and I'm going to have you introduce them, Wally. And our lovely dancer is Verena Fogle from Gainesville.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we start our program for today, I want to thank Ms. Bolden for inviting us here this afternoon. I guess we'll be here again for another program tonight. Now, before we start our program, I'd like to say a little bit about the Hawaiian Islands. Maybe a lot of you people have been over there. You know, I had a lot of people told me that when I was here in the States, I've been here for about 25, 26 years. I've been on the show business, but now I'm teaching a big school in Orlando. And you know, a lot of people always criticize about the Hawaiian dance. But I have to get out first and tell them what a Hawaiian dance means. Well, back my home, the Hawaiian dance is called a sacred dance. And that's the reason why we're here this afternoon to put on a real typical Hawaiian program from the island. Of course, I'm going to sing it in Hawaiian and translate it in American so you people will know what I'm doing. On the dance spot, we have a girl here with us going to put on a hula dance. She's been over the islands, and I met her in Gainesville not very long ago. But every movement she makes with her hands, she'll explain you what's all about. But I know when I was a little boy, I used to do the hula dance and still can do the hula dance too. And I taught a lot of hula dances in Orlando and everywhere I've been. And I'm going to introduce you to my couple of friends of mine, Mr. Stover from Leesburg, and he's a steel player, and Mr. Griffin, he's a teacher from Gainesville. And he's here to help us on the program this afternoon and tonight. And we're going to open our program first. In Hawaiian, we call it Nale o Hawaii. That means the song of the islands.